You belong to your life?
I don't, I don't belong.
You belong to your life?
I don't, I don't.
something you belong to.
God.
You belong to God. Okay, here's two helpers. One helper, give these papers out. You might need to be in teams. So get together with someone next to you. Here you go, just pop down and grab this. And I need every team to have a pencil. So can you take those around? Okay, now, listen, because this is hard for you grown-ups. Children, listen as well. It's not so hard for you, but it's hard for grown-ups. What you need to do, boys, please be quiet. What you need to do is I'm going to give you 3 minutes when you've all got a piece of paper and all got a pen to write as many words on that list made up of the letters from the word belonging. All right? See how many words you can make that come from the word belonging. So long would be one of them. Lord would not be. Right? Because there's no R and there's no D. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, now all you've got to do is get the paper and then the 3 minutes will start shortly. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Golly.
Golly. It's not going to be as tall, is it? Because you're not going to have as many pieces to go with. Make it together so we can get something. See if it can be as big as this. Oh my goodness. See if we can make it this big. See if you can make it this big to build it together. Now, grown-ups, I'm not going to invite you down to play with the Lego. Although, some of you might like to play with the Lego, you probably wouldn't like to get up off the floor. Particularly, Jess. Now, I hope it's not too skinny. Grown-ups will know that if you build something, you can build it by yourself, but it works better if you build it on a firm foundation. And they've done that. They've got a big, a bigger bit at the bottom to make it more stable, very sensible. And it also works better if you cooperate. And as part of a family, whether it's our human family or God's family, it's good to cooperate. And we, as part of the church, we can build all sorts of things.
Wow, that's a very big one.
There's something big that that Ezekiel's made, and it's not as big next year. It's not as big as this thing, but we can incorporate it into the big thing. Do you want to put it on here? I'll let you do it. Okay. Oh, wow. Zane's got a big one as well. Or what do you call it? You might need to, they might just stabilize the foundation. Oh, they're doing a very good job here, doing lots of theological reflection as part of this. You can do that one, can you? Yeah, let me go. Wow, that's bigger than I said to start with, isn't it? Wow. And there's still some bricks left over. That's a good one too. Oh, it's falling. You might need to stabilize the middle a bit more.
Okay.
No, don't worry.
It's going to fall.
Because I don't want to be accused of breaking it. Because God's kingdom is not made out of Lego blocks, I'm pleased to say. God's kingdom is made out of people. Humans. And we put a tower up there on the screen, a tower made out of humans. But I couldn't really ask you to do that because I think that would breach our health and safety, and I'd have to do such a big risk assessment that it just wouldn't have been worth it. So we've made a tower instead. I mean, just about right. Let's everybody stand back and let's sit. Oh. I didn't touch it. It wasn't me. But it's good to see that, like with Lego, when Lego falls to pieces, members of the church can.
I'm going to
graciously could hold it, ready for the photograph. The tree fell in. This is a letter that Paul wrote to the people who lived at a place called Ephesus. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Christ Jesus in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we also were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purposes of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Okay, we've got a little video clip coming up that hopefully will talk to you a little bit more about that passage.
Game, Olivia.
Same to you, Pedro. Nice goal.
Thanks.
Was that your mom I saw? Did she have the baby?
Yeah, she did. A baby boy.
I sure wish my mom could have another baby. I think it would be fun to have a big family like yours.
Maybe she will have another one someday.
No, the doctor told her that I would be the only one she would be able to have.
That's too bad.
What did they name the baby?
They named him Daniel.
That's a nice name. Where did they get it?
They got it from the Bible.
What's the Bible? A book of baby names?
No, it's a book that 40 guys wrote when God told them what to put down.
God told them what to write?
That's right.
So what's the book about?
It's mostly a message to us about how much God loves us.
If God loves me, how come I can't be in a bigger family?
You can be.
But the doctor said...
You can be part of God's family.
God's family?
That's right. That's what the Bible tells us. We can be adopted into God's family.
I know a girl at school who was adopted.
Lots of kids are adopted by families that love them. God loves us, and that is why he wants to adopt us into his family.
But I like living with my family here. I just wish it was bigger.
That's the cool part. You can still live with your family here and still be part of God's family.
So what do I have to do to become part of God's family?
God knows that all of us do things we shouldn't do. He calls those things sin.
That includes me, for sure.
That's okay. God loves us anyway.
Even when we do things we shouldn't?
That's right. He doesn't like the things we do, but he still loves us.
Wow.
However, God says that there needs to be punishment for our sins.
I can feel it coming already. Punishment hurts.
It sure does, but the punishment has already been taken care of.
What? No way.
Yes way. It's true. Jesus came down to earth and took all of the punishment for every one of us.
That must have been horrible.
It was. It was so bad that Jesus died. But that's not all. After Jesus was dead, they buried him. Then, 3 days later, God brought him back to life again.
He did?
That's right. Jesus is alive today and is back in heaven with God.
That's great.
It sure is. Everyone who believes that Jesus died for their sins are called Christians and are adopted into God's family. As Christians, we are brothers and sisters in God's family.
So all I have to do to be a part of God's family is to believe that Jesus died for me?
That's it. Tell God that. Tell him that you know you have done things you shouldn't do and that you are sorry. Then, thank him for loving you anyway and for having Jesus take the punishment for those things.
I can do that.
Oh, yeah. Then thank him for adopting you into his family.
Then everyone who is a Christian will be my brother and sister?
That's right. And God's family is getting bigger and bigger every day.
At last, I'll be in a really big family.
Welcome to God's family, sister.
Sisters, we are all part of God's big family, and he loves every one of us. So let's stand up and share this statement of faith, a statement about what we believe. Let us share a statement of belief. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, my third activity, also, can we sit down again? My third activity also involves Lego. It's a Lego sort of day. I made this myself. Thank you for your affirmation, fans. It took me a long time. But, can you tell me what it is? A cross, no brainer there. Okay, the cross is made up of lots of different pieces of Lego. They're all different shapes and sizes. Some are two-point Lego, some are six, some are four, some have curved ends, some have flat ends, some are just sort of square, one or two are bent where I've dropped them. But they all go together to make up this cross. We all go together to make up the family of God in this place. What I'm going to do now is pass this cross around, and when you get it, take off one piece. You might need your fingernails or your muscles. Take off one piece and keep it. Put it in your handbag or in your pocket and keep it. And then that, when you find that again, when it goes through the washing machine a couple of times, you will be reminded that like that piece of Lego, you are part of God's family. Okay, so I'm going to pass it around. We'll start on that side because it might go faster. So pass it around and just take one block. Don't take a whole lot. Just take one block because you are one part of God's family. Loving God, we thank you that we can all be part of your family. Big or small, old or young, all sorts of different abilities. Thank you that you love every one of us. Thank you for giving us each unique things that only we can do to serve you and build your kingdom here on earth. Thank you for sending Jesus to be our friend and our Saviour, who is with us all the time through your Holy Spirit, strengthening us and helping us to grow in love for you. Thank you for our family here on earth, our own mums and dads and children, and our family in the church here at HTK. We ask you to bless us, particularly thinking today of Father Steve and Glenda as they get ready to come to Kiwana next week. We ask you to bless them as they finish off their holidays and help us to welcome them joyfully as part of your family here, your servants with us. We pray for those people who we know who are sick and who need your help to get well. We thank you for doctors and nurses and all those who care for people who are sick. We ask you a special blessing today on Jess and her baby, and we pray as the baby is born this week that he will grow strong and know your love with him all the time. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all these things. Let us now pray the Lord's Prayer as Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Answers far and wide, but I know. hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion me as long as life endures. My chains are
rubbing walls? No, I don't think so. It's been empty for a month. It's going to
Christ. He'd like one. Of course, misery-loving company. Cleaning, you always need help with cleaning. It'll go very fast if he's got a couple of willing helpers. So 8:30 tomorrow morning at the rectory, from 8:30. I guess if they're there at 9 o'clock, it's okay too, isn't it? Okay. Good. So Father Steve and Clenda will be at church next Sunday. Where are your name tags? If you don't have a name tag, see Deb, who's disappeared, afterwards, and she will make you one, and you will have it for next Sunday, because otherwise there'll be all these random people going, hello, you don't know me, I'm so-and-so. And they'll go, oh, forget it in 5 seconds, because that's what happens. We'll know who they are because they don't have name tags, because we've been waiting and waiting for them, but they won't know who you all are yet. Okay, the following Friday, so nearly a fortnight's time, is the commissioning service at 7:30 p.m. You all knew that already, didn't you? And there's a list at the back to put your name if you think you can come. Also, if you can offer a lift to someone who might need a lift, because not everyone drives at night, that would be really fantastic. Just put down there that you can offer transport. Following the commissioning service, Steve's appointment takes effect. So next week when he comes, he's not on the payroll. He's just a parishioner like you. But the following week, he will be. He's promised us in his message that he sent to us on Trinity Sunday that we saw on the big screen, that he's going to do some specific teaching over the first few weeks that he's with us. Might be a good idea, if you are into this sort of thing, to get a copy of the sermon journal, which enables you to make notes during the sermon and think about them during the week and reflect as to what God might be saying to you or calling you to do as a response to that. These books are always available. They're available at the moment, $6 a copy. They will last you for half a year. So it's very cheap, Sunday by Sunday. And a good tool of personal study. There's the pastoral care and primetime morning tea on this Thursday. You can put your name, I just said that, you couldn't hear me. Name tags, just remind me, name tags. Did I say name tags?
Yeah.
Name tags, name tags. Okay. Primetime morning tea, list at the back. A good time is assured, lots of happy sing-along, and a fabulous morning tea. Please come if you can.
And I'll be your
lucky. There's a vast array of marvellous things that are happening on Thursday, 10 o'clock in the hall. Please come. Let's stand and say together the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all forevermore. Amen.
Like pink and some like blue. Some of us like reading books, some of us like feeding ducks. That's because we're different, me and you. But God loves everyone he's made. God loves each of us. us have specs to wear. All of us have different families.
Some of us are very loud.
Some of us don't make a sound.
That's because we're different, you and me. But God loves everyone He's made. God loves each of us in a special way. That's you and 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 you. God loves you. God loves you. That's you and you. You and you and you and you and you and you. We're part of the big family of God. We're part of the big family of God. We're part of the big family of
God. Peace, love, and serve the Lord.
Amen.